Turn with us to St. Luke. I believe that's right. St. Luke, chapter number 15. There's been several thoughts on my mind for the last few days, but it's just hard to get my thinking and head in the same gear. But I was thinking on that song there that had done the same, The Love of God. I love that song. Remember the first time I ever heard it. I was pastoring down at Black Oak. Brother Frankie Shanefelt, Steve, Daddy, and Mother come up. And they played and sung together. And that's the first time I heard that song. He played the piano and they sung that song. And ever since then, I've just loved that song, The Love of God.
Amen. Thank you.
That's all that's keeping this world together.
Amen.
Amen.
I told Mike, or I told Sunday school lesson, Sunday was talking about the book of Revelation. Everything in there, all them plagues, things that's in there, that God said He's going to put on this earth. But you can find poked in there every once in a while where God said, yet they repented not.
Right.
You can still see His mercy.
Amen.
In that. Every time I read in the book of Revelation, I get hung up on it. Yet they repented not. And I just have to say, Lord, thank You for showing Your mercy toward people.
Amen.
Amen.
Thing is, we are rejecting it. I thought about the situation that our country is in today. And I can sit down and read in this Bible. And a while ago, I sat down for a couple of hours at the house reading in it. Time after time in there, don't I see where God's people went astray?
Right.
And God always told them, if you'll repent and turn and mend your ways, I'll help you.
Amen.
But that's something we don't want to hear anymore. We just want to hear about the truth, how God loves you. But there is some repentance to be done, and there is some turning to be done. The shape that the church world's got into today, I'm telling you right now, if it don't, God's Holy Ghost don't come down. I was reading a while ago, and thank God, in John chapter 16, where He would send another comforter, where the Bible said when He come, He would reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost has come for, is to reprove, to rebuke. Thank God. And when it does that, when we repent, get our heart right with God, then it becomes a comfort to us. God bless your heart. Amen. That's what we need today, is a move of the Holy Ghost. Back in our own homes and our own lives. Amen. To get us woke up, get us stirred up. Thank God, I'm not talking about the church down the road. I'm not talking about them that's not here tonight. I'm talking about you and I, where we need God to stir us. Thank God, and wake us up. Get us to realize. Thank God, if we don't, get our life straight with God. How we going to face the eternal punishment of a holy God? Thank God, we're living in a day when it seems like people are satisfied. If I go to church about once every month, amen, said they've done their duty. But I've got news for you. God said for you, pick up your cross and follow Me daily. Not just every once in a while. Thank God, it's daily, day in, day out. that day and night. Ain't God, they's a quarrel. How to be bored. And they's a shame. And a reproach. On anybody. How to bear the cross of Christ. Ain't God, you'll be an outcast. People will despise you. They'll hate you. I thought about that message Brother Jones preached up yonder at camp meeting. Amen, on how to raise your children. I thought about now, there's a lots of folks. When they hear that, they'll hate him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I ain't got to talk to him since I listened to him. I bless your heart, but I thought here I was down here in Alabama, and he got me right in the middle of his preaching there in Kentucky. Hey man, I want him to talk them, leave me out of it. I bless your heart. But I'm telling you right now, we need some men that'll do like he done, just right back and preach. Amen. I bless your heart, and I'd like to say this before we go any further. Amen. There's a man that goes to Brother Milby Church. Ain't God used to pastor that church right out there just for you. There at Lincoln Memorial, just how you turn from Abraham Lincoln's birthplace, he used to pastor there. I'd say he was close to my age. And I got word the other day that his daughter got saved. Amen. Said she'd been praying for some 30 years. Ain't God going to the altar for 30 years. Ain't God, and she got through. I bless your heart. Ain't God, if you don't give up, if you turn loose and turn, let him have it. It may take a while. Ain't God, to get yourself in shape to where he'll hear you. But he will. I hear you.
Thank you.
Luke chapter 15. I don't preach so many days before Moses, where God told Abraham, I am that I am. I think that'll preach. I don't know, but I think it will. I bless your heart. But you're in this 15th chapter. Ain't God of Luke. It's about parable. It's a whole parable chapter. It's a parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin. Then the parable of the lost son. I bless your heart, but I want to get on this here and verse number 8 about that coin. Amen. And I want us to look at this. Tonight it's been bothering me and been down deep in me. Ain't God to use this. Amen. This house that this woman lived in. Amen. Where she began to sweep it. Amen. I want us to use that house. Not as the one, Mike, that you live in up there, but that's the one that you dwell in. Amen. And the prayer will be clean. If we get this one clean, that's where the problem is. It's this house here. Amen. And God said, Bible said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And the Bible said, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. And who can know it? Only God Himself. And David said one time, a man after God's own heart, he said, God searched my heart, and see if there be anything in here. That's what I'm getting at. Sometimes we can think how we're living right at the foot of the cross, and we can have corruption in our hearts, some envy, our strife, our jealousy, our a lot of things, our love for this world, we can have a lot of things, thank God, that'll defile this temple of God, amen, and grieve the Holy Ghost of God, amen, thank God, we can get to where we can't feel the presence of God, then we have to have a ball team, have a bus trip for the young people. I bless your heart. I'd rather see I move with the Holy Ghost. As for the kids, I'd play.
Amen.
Done said more than I thought it would. Amen. But right here the Bible says, amen. And verse number, chapter 15, verse number 8, either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver. Now let me stop right there just for a minute. Amen. The number 10 means witness. Amen. You can get, I got a book at the house on numbers, and the number 10, it means witness. And if she lost one of them, you know what she's done? She's lost her witness. Now, I'm not talking about the witness. Thank God, even an old drunk can do that. I stand and talk to somebody about the Lord. Even Hillary Clinton do that. Amen. I bless your heart. Thank God, Donald Trump will do that. And him having 5 wives. He'll still stand and talk about the Lord. But I'm talking about the testimony that's within you. That when you lay down at night, amen, you peace all around you. Hallelujah. Peace of passeth all understanding. Thank God, if you lose one of them coins, you've lost your witness. Thank God, you ain't got that peace. You ain't got that joy. You ain't got the things, amen, that God wants you to have. God bless your heart. I'm telling you right now, the only thing she lost was her witness. Amen. Having 10 coins. Thank God. Somebody know what we say today if it's us? Why, it don't matter. We still got 9 left. Amen. I'm afraid too many around today running around with a necklace that did have 10 coins and just tightened it up a little bit, running around with 9. Thank God they ain't got the witness within them. God bless your heart. I'm telling you right now, as I get older, get closer to getting out of here, I get to where I testify more. How do people just walk up to them in a business, first thing you know, I ain't worried about what I want, they're worried about wanting to get rid of me. Hey man, I aim to tell them about God and what He'll do for you. Thanks be unto God. That's what God said. Ye shall be witnesses unto me in Judea, Jerusalem, and Samaria and the othermost parts of the earth. Amen, Judea. I meant you start at home. And the other places were getting away from home, getting on out yonder. Amen, that man. Where they cast out, Jesus cast out. Them leads and the devils. Ain't God and them hogs run off and drown themselves. He said, Lord, let me go with you. He said, no. But you go back home and you tell them what good things that God has done for you. He told him where to go to. Hey God, Mike, I looked that up. It's 10 cities. Hey God, he had to go to 10 cities. I'm telling people what good things God had done for him. Hallelujah. And save us. And we're ashamed to mention it. Bless your heart. How we need that witness that this woman had here. Where she lost. The witness. And got on the inside and probably on the outside.
Yes, Lord.
But that's what 10 is, witness. And the Bible said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. Amen. How you know what we need to do? David said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. If we've lost our witness, how we've lost how one of our pieces of silver, thank God we've lost our witness. How you know what we need? How we need to get the light of God. Amen. Sit down and bury our nose in that precious old book and find out where we lost it at. I'll then get down and repeat it and say, God, restore it to me. Hallelujah. That's what we need in the day we're in. Instead of that, ain't God of getting out and hunting, trying to find, we'll change books. Amen. To get one that'll fit the way we live. Ain't but one word of God. And it laying right here before me. This don't contain the word of God. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. And it's a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway. Oh, bless His name. That's what we need, is this book. How to search our hearts. Amen and sweep. You know, it tells me there she had to sweep. They must have been something dirty in there. If he was walking through a clean house with a coin lost, if it was clean, Tracy, why would you need a broom to sweep? If it was had to sweep, that must mean there was something dirty in there. Probably whatever was dirty is what caused her to lose that one piece, that testimony. Thanks be unto God, you let people. Amen. I know some right here in this community. Amen. I've seen them right here in this church. Back when I first got saved, stand up right back there. Amen. And cry and testify. I mean, and cry and testify. I bless your heart. They lost their coin. Now they're going to church. But they're going where they got one of them devil Bibles. Amen. I bless your heart. Lost a testimony. I run up on him here a while back. And he said, you know the reason why that I don't come to Mount Moriah? And it didn't take me all day to answer him. I said, I sure do. I said, cause you can't stand the preaching. Amen. Just be honest with him. I bless your heart. I go off where? Thank God they got one of these soft soaping books. And a soft soaping man. That calls itself a preacher. I running around with his short breeches on. And everything running Jones about got me stirred up. Hallelujah. We need to give. Thank God the testimony. Back in our heart. And the only way that we'll ever find it is a sweep. Thank God our house. There was something dirty in there. I preached on them scriptures right there in 2005. First time I ever preached on them. As if it Brother Hanley Milby's preaching a revival for him. And y'all hadn't seen his church. His church is about the size of Black Oak, I guess. We had a three night, Monday through Wednesday. I preached on that on Wednesday night. And that church was packed out, and they had to have benches and chairs set out in the aisle. And the Lord gave me that scripture. Amen. But not part of the use this year, but part of the use was where that man was stripped and wounded and left for half dead. Then used and tied in with this. And I preached on our young folks being stripped and wounded and left half dead. I said, we stripped them of the preacher of the Word of God. Amen. We preached them up the standard, but stripped them of the standards that God's got in this book. Now, standards won't save you. I can tell you that right now. Amen. You can put on all the standards you want to until you get that heart swept out, you're lost. Amen. Getting saved is what brings the standards on. I've been told from time to time, what you're trying to do is to work your way in. No, sir. I just want to be obedient to God. Amen. You know what gave me my standards? When I got right with God, began to read this book. Amen. The Holy Ghost began to show me. Jimmy Sue, then I began to come to the light and do what it says. Hallelujah. I preached one time down in... I'll go ahead and finish this up. Anyhow, I preached at that night up there. And I don't know if the young people was there. And you can ask my wife whenever I closed out. Give an altar call. I had to get in the back of the choir back here and stand. They wasn't even room for me to get out of the pulpit. There were so many. Come to the altar that night and prayed. Amen. I just stood up there and watched them. Amen. I thought they wasn't going to let me leave. Some of them old ones hugging my neck and crying on me. Amen. Because I had got to the God's Word that got to the heart of them young people. I bless your heart. Amen. That's what we need in the day we're in today. Is to just preach the Word of God. Hey, God, I told them there was some homeless folks there that night. And they believed in women preachers. And I didn't call it. Amen. I said, we've got down to the time now where we took the preaching of the Word of God away from them. I said, we got men's got so sorry. After the women's got to start preaching. And I said, that won't work in God's book. Amen. The law, I lost that wholeness bunch. They used to follow me everywhere I go. But I lost them that night. But who cares? Amen. God said, I suffer not. I for a woman to teach. I urge of authority over a man. Boy, I'd like to get Hillary Clinton set on this front bench. I'd like to talk to that woman. To tell her, amen, just where she's going. Me and Oscar's talking this evening. Amen. And I told him, I said, that's going to be a bad day whenever she dies. I said, I don't know what God's going to do with her. I'm just kind of thinking of Him. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, she's so weak and low down and sorry. I said, if God start throwing hell, I'd have to fight the devil to get her in there, because the devil wouldn't want her in there. Amen. Amen. I tell it right to her teeth. Ain't a bit of scared to. Thanks be unto God. We need our houses swept. We need to be cleaned out. Amen. I'm going to let you do that. I ain't going to sweep your house. I ain't going to search you. I ain't going to follow around behind you and point my finger and say, don't do this, don't do that. Amen. Get the book, let God tell you.
Amen.
I was sitting down there. Let me get them all squat down here, but old John Wesley had another one of them famous old preachers years ago. I've got maybe 15 or 20 books of sermons them, and they did preach. Jonathan Edwards, where he preached on that there, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. I said, I've heard it read in there several times on something that they preached in their day that you do not hear preached in this day. Now hold on, you see, desecrating the Lord's Day. I only know of four. One of them dead now. I only know of four. Watson William was one of them. Gene Mathias is another one. Reed Cooper is another one. And Jane Shaver is another one. Desecrating, they said that sometimes they call it the Sabbath, sometimes they call it the Lord's Day. Amen. Us older ones here. Jennifer's old enough to remember it. Jimmy, Sue, Ed, no, we know. Sunday you didn't do nothing unless it had to be done.
Right.
I mean, had to be done. I'm not talking about working in a nursing home or being a policeman. Sir. That's not what, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that it's not necessary. I told Brother Milby one time down here, it's that 13th article on that back there needs to be took off. Hey man, come on, James. But she got her broom, she got her candle, and she began to sweep that house. Amen. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's just try the Lord for a while. Let's just see what He'll do. Let's just obey Him on that and see what He'll do. Amen. Hey God, that may be the corn that some of us know. Amen. Thanks be unto God, but she began to sweep. After a while, she found it. Hallelujah. Thank God, I believe they had a meeting down at the house of God after she found that coin. Because she had called her friends and said, come and rejoice with me. I like some Ernest Lockhart. I said, I turned at Watson's funeral. It really blessed my heart. He was talking about, amen, that sheep that went astray. He said, God, I sent the shepherd after that sheep. Amen, but that prodigal son, when he left home, God didn't send nobody after him. You know the reason why? He knew where he had come from. He knew the way back. I wonder sometimes how some we lost our witness. If the reason why God don't deal with us, we know where we lost that. We're going to have to go back there and pick it up. Oh, help me, Lord. I guess I done just about said enough. I didn't come up here to make nobody mad. If it, Taylor, you need to get born, get me preaching, get me out of this. Amen. I need some ease. But God help her, she just swept the floor till she found it. After she found it, amen, and when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peach which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the anger of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. I'm telling you right now, thank God unto God, we talk about how they used to come through the front door rejoicing and shouting as they come through the door. Has that young man back here, he's years old, I am. And now, but he used to testify and just cry. Emily Brooks is who it was. Y'all remember how he used to testify. I reckon they're going to church now. But they're going out chunder. Well, that fellow's got a left-handed book. Amen. I've been thinking about going out there some Sunday myself. Amen. Ain't thing world wrong just stand up and testify in a little while after you get thrown out the door. Ain't beyond the God we need to there. How? Swept and find the peace that we lost, then we can come through the door singing the love of God. How rich and pure. Hallelujah. We've lost it as a whole. And I ain't going to sweep your house. And I ain't going to put my finger on nothing you're doing or you ain't doing. I'm just going to preach the book. He, I am that I am. He's everything you need.
Amen.
He's the broom to sweep with. He's the light for you to see by. And He's the one when you find the coin that can give you something in you to rejoice. I am that I am. You know, I have wondered. but I have wondered. Many times, the Bible don't tell us, and I can't find where nobody on any history reading, where they come from. But Legion, the Bible said he was naked. Bible said they put clothes on him. He'd just tear them right off. Bible said they put chains and fetters on him. He'd just break them. But after the Lord suffered them devils to go out and go in them swine, the people in town come back out and found him sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and in his right mind. It tells me one thing. It don't tell me where the clothes come from, but it tells me if you run around naked, he's in the wrong mind. Help us, Lord. I appreciate the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
I appreciate every one of us. We need to take this book. Mike, me and you both need to take this book. Search our house with this light. Don't care what it is. Sometimes it don't have to be no whole lot. Just some little something. People think I'm stupid, which I am to a certain extent. But when I was about 14 years old, grace of God works with sinners while people knows or not. I've heard preachers, sinners, when they start laying something down, laying this down, laying that down, laying this down, and then preachers stand up and say, that ain't doing you one bit of good. How does anybody know what God's doing in somebody else's heart?
Amen.
You don't. At about 14 year old, I was hoeing cotton. Going out through the field, and I stopped, put the hoe handle in the bend of my arm, reached in my pocket, overhaul bib, got the can of tobacco, cigarette paper, and rolled me a cigarette standing right there. God spoke to me just as plain. Me a sinner. If you ever get right with me, that got to go. Now, I'm not saying that anybody else can't smoke. That ain't what I'm saying. That's between them and God. I'm saying what God told me.
Yes.
And you know, if I hadn't have got rid of them things, I just well could just kept drinking whiskey and doing thing else. That's what he told. Ain't been things probably he's told you to leave alone that he hadn't spoke to me about. Different things with different people. But there's some things that he told every one of us to leave alone. And we had better take heed to what he said.
Right,
sweep your house till you find the coin. Then you'll have your witness back.
Amen.
In you. Whether you witness out there or not, you'll have the witness in you. That's the reason why we see so many people walking around dead today. They've lost their witness. Amen. Anybody want to pray or anything before we dismiss?
That's God's good word.
Amen. Try.